Track 9, and we return to the news stories. This headline is Taste of Success for Tea Plantation. An Ashburton-based tea grower is celebrating 10 years of brewing success. Dartmoor Tea Estate at Fursley Farm is marking a decade in the business and attributes their success to the Dartmoor soil. Founders Joe and Catherine Harper were congratulated by MP Mel Stride, who joined them to raise a cuppa to their milestone. Nestled in the foothills of Dartmoor National Park at Ashburton, Dartmoor Estate Tea has been growing tea since 2015. Joe and Catherine say the rich, acidic soil and fine moorland water makes Dartmoor an area unique for cultivating tea as a crop. Visitors to the plantation can take part in a variety of experiences, from guided plantation tours to hands-on tea-making workshops. They discussed their business journey with Mel before showing the Central Devon MP their impressive tea plantation. Having written to founders Joe and Catherine Harper to congratulate them on their 10th anniversary, the Shadow Chancellor was invited for a tour. Mr. Stride said Dartmoor Estate Tea has been producing its fine tea since 2015, and the Harper's dedication to the art of tea making is evident in every cup. Central Devon MP expressed his admiration for the business and its contribution to both the local economy and the wider British tea industry.
School triumphs on their eSports debut. Timoth Community School, TCS, has won their first secondary school's eSports tournament to be held in the Southwest. The Southwest Supersonic Showcase was held at TCS last Thursday and involves students aged from 11 to 16 from 10 schools across Devon, Somerset, and including Teen School. The competition was aimed at highlighting some of the talented gamers from schools in the region, showing how esports can help young people develop leadership, teamwork, and communication skills, and inspiring participants to consider a career in the growing esports or digital technology sectors. Esports, short for electronic sports, are competitive video games where individuals or teams battle against each other. Competitions often take place in leagues, tournaments and events and attract spectators either in person or online. Esports are rapidly growing in popularity, and the International Olympic Committee, the IOC, recently announced that the inaugural Olympic Esport Games will be held in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia in 2027. For many schools, the event at TCS was the first time their students had ever played in a local area network tournament in front of an audience. The tournament highlighted that a pastime that is usually associated as a solitary activity can actually be a sociable activity, and it develops essential skills. The event was sponsored by the Devon County Council Raising Digital Engagement Initiative, which aims to help schools tap into the students' passion for video games and recognising the transferable skills students can pick up through gaming, as well as the career opportunities available within the sector. This is a great way to connect schools so they can build a community and learn from each other about how to build esports into the curriculum, commented Simone Marilla, Devon County Council Senior Economic Development Officer. While students participating in the competition currently access esports at school via extracurricular clubs, the event itself was organised by TCS students studying esports at BTEC level. Putting the event together has helped them develop practical skills in marketing, leadership and organisation. TCS is the only comprehensive school in the Southwest running esports courses in the sixth form at level 2 and level 3, said Michael Feeney. We take part in the Student Championships, a national collegiate series of tournaments run by the British Esports Federation, and we have a partnership with the College of Esports in London, which provides a pathway for students to go on to study business, digital marketing and management degrees through the lens of esports, he added. Currently, the Southwest is behind many parts of the country in integrating esports into the school curriculum, Michael noted. The purpose of the event is to highlight how esports can be used to engage students in school, raise aspirations of young people, and develop essential skills through participation.
Potentially life-threatening injuries suffered. A man in his 20s has suffered potentially life-threatening injuries after a crash on Timoth Road. The 23-year-old man was taken to Derriford Hospital following a serious road traffic collision on the A379 near Sheldon. Three people sustained minor injuries and were checked over at Torbay Hospital. In the wake of the crash, police are appealing for witnesses and information. Officers were called at 5:35 p.m. on Monday, March the 17th, to reports of the collision.
An imprisoned shoplifter will serve additional time after having been convicted of further offences. Craig Sawyer, age 51, of no fixed abode, appeared via video link at Newton Abbott Magistrates Court on Wednesday, March the 12th, where he pleaded guilty to an additional 5 counts of shoplifting in South Devon during November 2024. The prolific shoplifter is currently serving a 42-week sentence, but will now have to serve an additional 14 weeks after the new conviction. The shoplifting offences took place in Boots stores in Torquay and Dartmouth, and an estimated value of the goods stolen totaled £8,000. Sawyer, who's currently in prison, had previously been convicted in Worcestershire. He was charged with 16 counts of shoplifting in January 2025, stealing goods from Boots stores worth more than £11,400.
Time Capsule pub to reopen after an £11,000 facelift. A Time Capsule museum in Buckfastleigh is preparing to reopen after a major facelift. The Valiant Soldier, the pub which was frozen in time in the mid-1960s, has undergone an £11,000 refurbishment. Rod Denley-Jones, secretary of the Buckfastleigh Trust, which runs the museum, said, "The reception area of the museum has recently been refurbished at the cost of some £11,000, facilitated by Buckfastleigh Town Council, Teignbridge District Council and the museum itself. The 4 Street Museum is due to reopen next month with an official reopening on April 23rd. The Trust said that the revamp was thanks to Buckfastleigh Town Council's hard work in securing a successful funding bid from the UK Government UK Shared Prosperity Fund as part of the new Buckfastleigh Gateway project. A spokesman said, "We'd like to thank all who have made donations and we're very grateful for all financial help given. Maintaining this unique attraction is an ongoing task." Dubbed the pub where time was never called, the Valiant Soldier closed in 1965. Everything was literally left as it was, and today it is run as a museum and heritage centre, giving visitors a glimpse into the past. The current building dates from the 1700s, and the earliest mention of it as a pub is in 1813. In 1939, its landlord, Mark Roberts, became the tenant. In 1965, the brewery withdrew the licence and Mr. and Mrs. Roberts promptly downed tools as the last customers left, leaving the premises, everything just as it was. The pub remained untouched, including optics, glasses, furniture, brewery ephemera, and even the change in the till. It is thought to be unique in Britain, having been left in its original working state for more than 50 years. The property was put up for sale in the mid-1990s, but members of the community, helped by Teignbridge Council, acquired the premises in 1997. The trust was formed, which set about recording and preserving what it contained before opening it to the public.
New off-road path has opened. A new off-road path connecting Moreton Hampstead to the Ray Valley Trail has opened. Moreton Hampstead Development Trust was awarded more than £10,000 by Teignbridge District Council to build the new safe off-road path connecting the moorland town with the popular walking route. Previously, visitors and local residents could only access the scenic Ray Valley Trail via a busy road with no pavement, making it especially difficult for pushchairs, wheelchairs and families. The new Moreton Hampstead path was officially opened by Councillor Catherine Fileman Wright in a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Saturday, March the 15th.